fertilizer from one of these brawler plants, you know. Said he dug him a trench and filled it with fertilizer back in November, December. See? And he said he just plowed over it, you know what I mean. Marked that row out, put his rows 6 foot apart. And he said he waited until around January, February. And of course, people didn't dare. They had the tomato plant started, you know, the seeds in the hotbed, you know, for replanting. He said, but he went out there and plowed up that biscuit up again, you know, over that chicken fertilizer, and said he set out his seed. And he said the heat that generated from that fertilizer, you know, pure chicken fertilizer, sustained those seeds, you know, and actually caused them to germinate and provided the warmth to where the light frost that we had didn't hurt them, you know. And he said when he looked at the place on May the 15th, the fella had already put up I don't know how many quarts and packages, you know, canned string beans, snap beans, you know, tomatoes, and he was able to sell his cucumbers for 19 cents a piece at the store. In other words, because of the fact he was right in between the Florida crop, you know, mm-hmm. and the coming in of the other crop, you see, and said he got a premium price for everything that he raised on that acre and a half. Mm-hmm. And he said it just amazed him when he got there May the 15th. Because, you know, most of the time, in other words, May the 15th, you just, tomato plants and such as that, just putting on the buds, you know, mm-hmm. blooms up. And he said, he already had tomatoes. He already had the cucumbers. And I mean, it's, you know, you never stop and think about that. There was an old man that farmed all his life, you know. He just experimented. And you come up with little things, you know.
Now, along with your meat, you might have a baked
ham.
No, with your meat, you might have a baked
potato.
What about a yam?
Okay, yam. That's sweet potato. Baked yam. Baked sweet potato. Okay.
What was that thing you might cut up that had a strong odor and it would always make tears?
Onion?
Yeah. You tell me the type of onion you had a shallot earlier?
That's a green onion, you know. And it's well, they call them shallots, you know.
Okay. Now about other vegetables, what would you make used to maybe put in a soup?
Oh, you put a soup bunch.
What's that?
A soup bunch is all the vegetables that go in a soup, you know. Okay. And that's where you used to buy them. You would go to the store and tell the grocery store, you know, operator, you know, store owner, see. Say, I want a 10-cent soup bunch, I want a 15-cent soup bunch.
What would be in there?
Well, they would give you the potatoes, the carrots, you know. They would give you either cabbage, you know, a piece of the cabbage, you know, depending on how much money you was going to spend, see.
Yeah.
And they'd just take all the vegetable ingredients that it would take to make a soup. And they'd give you that in a bag.
Yeah.
And then you bring it home, and then you'd get your meat, you know, from the butcher shop. On soup bone, you know.
Okay.
Soup meat, or soup bones, you know, most of the time. They wouldn't give you too much meat.
What about the type of thing you might eat in a gumbo, Mr. Roy? This is kind of a vegetable. It's green.
Okra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever have that?
Oh, yeah. Okra gumbo's good.
What about